This is George Weber in the WABC newsroom with a live special report. There has been either an explosion or some kind of accident at the South Tower of the World Trade Center in downtown Manhattan.
New York.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
To that tall skyline.
In an apparent terrorist attack on our country. The whole site has collapsed.
The whole building has collapsed.
New York.
That was an explosion.
We have finally on the line WABC's George Weber, who's
George,
live at the scene. How are you?
Are you there?
Good morning. Can
are you
me?
Okay?
Yeah, I am.
We've been worried to death about you.
We ask all New Yorkers to cooperate.
Like a scene from all those
moves. And to try to help each other.
But you're real enough to me.
There are going to be a lot of people today who need help and need assistance.
A heart that lives in New York.
July!
A heart in New York. A rose on the street. I'll write my song to that city heartbeat.
We're going to come out of this emotionally stronger.
A heart in New York.
Politically stronger.
Love in her eyes.
Much closer together as a city.
In the face of the most ugly and threatening and disheartening circumstance, everyone was bound together with no credentials other than humanity.
America's united. The freedom-loving nations of the world stand by our side.
You got money on your mind.
This attack is an attack not only on America, but on the free and democratic world, and our full support for the American people at this time of trial.
My administration will work with Congress and these two leaders to show the world that we will rebuild New York City. Our culture has said, if it feels good, do it. Now America is embracing a new ethic and a new creed. Let's roll. Those of us who have lived through these challenging times have been changed by them. We've come to know truths that we will never question. Evil is real, and it must be opposed. We have known freedom's price. We have shown freedom's power. And in this great conflict, my fellow Americans, we will see freedom's victory.